Welcome back to Steelheads Hockey on News Talk Saga 960 AM. Standing by with Mississauga's captain, James Hardy, and I have my crew with me, my co-host Ella and her friends, part of the Canadian Blind Hockey League. They've got some questions for you, James. They're much tougher questions than I ask. Are you ready for this?
I think I'm ready.
Okay, let's go. Let's start with my friend Aiden. What would you like to ask James Hardy?
What's your favorite aspect about the sport?
I have to say scoring goals. You know, score a goal and in front of a crowd, it's pretty exciting, and to celebrate, it's probably the best part for me.
I think he does a pretty good job, Aiden, don't you?
Yes, I do. I do. I know the feeling.
And now my co-host Ella has a question.
What got you into liking hockey?
Just my parents. My dad grew up playing, and you know, to be with him my whole way through, and he's my biggest support, and he's here every game, and you know, it just made me fall in love with the game.
And now finally, Chinsia has a great question for you too, James.
Have you ever won any trophies?
I've won a few when I was younger in minor hockey. Nothing in the OHL yet, so hopefully win one this year.
James actually just won a huge title, guys. He surpasses points. He broke the Steelheads record. Huge for him. He deserves a trophy for that. We haven't had a chance to talk to you, so what does that mean to you to get that honor?
It means everything. You know, there's a lot of really good players that have been here and throughout this team, and you know, to be at the top of that list is really special.
And finally, let's get down to business. What do you have to do to come out and get the win against the Colts in the third period?
Yeah, we got 20 minutes. Just got to get to our game, get pucks in, get pucks to the net. Bang away, get a greasy one, and then hopefully move on from there.
And what do you think? Do I have to worry about my job? Are these guys going to take over?
I think so.
Well, thank you very much, James, and thank you to my team here. Good luck in the rest of the game.
Thank you.
Stick around. We've got more coming up right after this. You're listening to Steelheads Hockey on News Talk Saga 960 AM. Welcome back inside Paramount Fine Foods. It is 5-2 through two periods of play. Laura Barney with Zach Bodenstein and my little helper here, of course, Chinsia. Thanks for joining me. I'm going to get things started, Chinsia. I'm going to ask Jack. I'm going to ask Zach. Forgotten your name. That's okay.
So, no offense.
None taken. Hey, James Hardy thinks I should just leave my job and give it to these guys. So
probably should, yeah.
So let's talk about that. Are we going to be able to take anything seriously this afternoon?
I like to mess around with you.
As we're just chirping at each other here. I have to give credit to James Hardy. He came off the ice. Of course, he looked a little frustrated. He's the home captain of this team. And he had a look in his eyes of disappointment. But as soon as he saw me and I introduced him to our junior broadcasters today, he completely flipped that switch. That's a young man who's showing why he's captain, shows poise, it shows professionalism and maturity. And I give him full credit for that, and he did an absolutely amazing job.
Yeah, I think, you know, but it's for all of us too. Like, when we see all of you guys, it puts such a smile on our faces, and to hear the young kids screaming during the game is so much fun. And I've been saying it all week, I wish that this was a thing when we were kids, because I would be all over this. I'd be at these next gen games, I'd be on air. I love this from day one, so it's awesome to see all you guys out here, and all the parents come out too. It's such a good time, and treated to a lot of goals early on in this game too.
And plus what the Steelheads are doing in partnership with the Canadian Blind Hockey League is fantastic as well. So I'm going to turn things over to my friend Chinsia, who's got a question for you, Zach. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ask away. He's ready for you.
Who do you think is playing good out of the two teams?
There are a few guys. I think for sure for the Steelheads, I think Porter Martone has been really good. He's just 16 years old, and he's looked a lot older than 16 years old. He's been doing a really good job for Mississauga. Playing with his old buddy from last year, they played hockey together in Toronto, and that's Jack Van Volsen. I think the two of them have been two of the better Steelheads. Chaz Sharp, I think, defensively has looked really good too. So lots to take away from for Mississauga. And then Brant Clark, who played in the NHL this year. He was in Los Angeles earlier in the season, and he came down to Barry to play for them. I think he's been really strong so far too.
I think Chinsia agrees with you. Yeah, she's pretty content with that answer. I now have Aiden next to me, Zach, who I think wants to, he had some great, he couldn't decide which question to ask James Hardy. He had a lot of great ones. I think he's ready to break down the game. Aiden, what is it you wanted to ask Zach about this one?
I have a question about, who do you think was the favorite to win the game, like before it all happened? Who do you think was the favorite there?
Barry was the stronger team coming in, I would say, just because they made all these trades to get all these top-end players, and they got, like I said, just Brant Clark back from the NHL. So they were, you know, certainly one of those four teams in the East that are trading up for these great players and are trying to win the whole thing. Mississauga is a team in transition right now, so they got a little bit younger. And when you're younger, it's harder to compete because these guys are still growing physically, but they're also learning the game a little bit more at this point. So Mississauga is looking towards the future right now. Barrie's trying to win right now. But Barrie lost here in Mississauga 5-1 just a week ago, so it could have been anybody's game. I think more people had the game favoring towards Barrie at least coming in, and so far it's been that way, but I think the Steelheads have had some really good sequences and they had a good second period too.
And now I have my co-host back with me, Ella, who's been doing a great job today. How are you feeling, Ella?
Good.
Have you been enjoying yourself?
Yeah, good. Very much.
I want to ask you a question. What was it like playing on that ice in the arena today?
It was very good. I enjoyed it a lot.
Have you ever had an experience like that before?
No.
First time.
Did you take a second to kind of like just soak it all in? Look at all the fans in the stands there. But it's a big crowd. There's a lot of seats there. So what was that like looking around and seeing all that?
It was pretty scary at first, but then once I started to skate around, it was better.
And Ella, what would you like to ask Zach about the game today or anything in general?
I would like to ask Zach what his favorite hockey player is.
Oh, that's a great question.
So in the NHL, his name's Joe Pavelski. Why I like him so much is because he's a small guy, and he had to work so hard to get to where he was. So everything he had was earned. He really had to work and compete. He uses everything to his advantage. He's not the fastest player either, but I think he does a really good job of thinking well. And I think it's kind of like a lesson for life, too. You know, you just have to have yourself in the right mindset and just think properly and approach things with the best attitude possible. And so I love what he brings. I don't really have a favorite Steelhead. I love them all. It's hard for me to just say who my favorite is. I love Beck, but that was a mainstream answer, so it's tough to say. But he's been my favorite since I was little, and he's really inspired me in life to just keep working hard and using everything to my advantage. You look good out there, too. I was going to say, like, you were one of my favorite players that I've watched today. That was awesome. That was awesome. That was great. So
Zach, you guys, three of you, play better than Zach could ever play.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Hockey. And me, I can't skate. So I'm not even going to act like it. I would be the worst person. I should just be the puck out there. I'll just sit in a little ball. You guys can hit me around with your stick because that's about the only thing I could do on the ice.
I just started playing hockey this year.
Oh, and she could kick my butt
for
sure.
So, I mean, that was impressive for your first year. That was great. You look great out there. And, you know, it's a big ice. Obviously, like you said, it could be a little intimidating with all the fans there and all the seats. But everybody was cheering you guys on, a lot of clapping and cheering. So that was awesome. And I guess you're going to use that opportunity to look forward to your next game that you play. And, yeah, we had a lot of fun watching you guys. That was great.
Thank you.
Ella, do you think the Steelheads are going to win this afternoon? You think they can do it?
Yeah, if they try their best.
That is a great analysis right there. All they have to do is work hard and try their best. And I think that goes for everybody.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Ella, thank you so much for joining me. May you guys all enjoy the rest of the game. It's been a pleasure having you. And let's see what the Steelheads can do when they know you're cheering them on there.